Relations between the U.S. and NATO are not exactly at a high point these days, appointed Secretary of State Marco Rubio acknowledged Thursday.
I don't think anyone is shocked to know that the United States and the President in particular is very disappointed at NATO right now and what it has meant.
Rubio was speaking to reporters in Miami, where he was on his way to a Friday meeting of NATO foreign ministers in Sweden.
The President's been very disappointed. Understand that there are many countries in NATO that agree with us that Iran can't have a nuclear weapon, that Iran is a threat to the world. So the president said, fine, I'm going to do something about it. He's not asking them to commit troops. He's not asking them to send their fighter jets in, but they refuse to do anything. I think the president looks at that and says, hold on a second.
Relations between the U.S. and European allies have been under strain on a number of fronts, from tariffs to Greenland, but especially around the Iran war and the refusal of NATO countries to take part in it. Rubio made a point of saying that he's been a supporter of NATO, but he seems to suggest it's not, well, a friendship with no limits.
Anytime you join anything, your number one answer has to be, why is this good for America? The reason why NATO is good for America, I know why NATO is good for Europe, but why is NATO good for America? Because it gives us bases in the region that allow us to project power during a contingency in the Middle East or somewhere else. So when that is the key rationale for why you're in NATO, and then you have countries like Spain denying us the use of these bases, well, then why are you in NATO?
Just weeks ago, President Donald Trump had announced he's pulling 5,000 U.S. troops out of Germany. But Tuesday evening, he announced he'll send the same number, 5,000, to Poland. That reversal has left many European allies bewildered, as the whole issue raises questions about U.S. commitment to the security of its NATO allies. Maria Malmer Stengard is Sweden's foreign minister.
Well, it is confusing, indeed, and not always easy to navigate. I guess you feel the same as I do. But we need to continue to focus on what we do and not what everyone else says. So we need to continue to invest in our own defense and our own capabilities. We need the U.S. to stay involved, but it's also natural that as we ramp up, they also reduce a little of their presence in Europe. I welcome if they increase their presence in Poland, since it's on the eastern flank where we have the big threat, just like you said.
She was speaking Friday at the NATO foreign ministers meeting in Helsingborg, a preparation for a U.S.-NATO summit in Turkey scheduled for July. The withdrawal of U.S. troops from Germany came after Trump was angered by the German chancellor's comment that the U.S. was being humiliated by Iranian leadership and the lack of a war strategy. But in Sweden, Secretary of State Rubio emphasized that the U.S. shifts in U.S. troop deployments are, in his words, not a punitive thing.
It's just something that's ongoing, and it was pre-existing, all these recent reports and tensions and so forth. So that's a process that will continue, that I think in a very positive and productive way, in collaboration with our allies, can reach decisions. But in the end, you know, like any alliance, it has to be good for everyone who's involved.
He said the U.S. has what he called obligations in the Indo-Pacific, the Middle East, and the Western Hemisphere, apparent references to military actions around Venezuela, Cuba, and Iran.
I think it's well understood in the alliance that the United States troop presence in Europe is going to be adjusted. That work was already ongoing, and it's been done in coordination with our allies. I'm not saying they're going to be thrilled about it, but they certainly are aware of it.
At the two-day meeting in Helsingborg, the officials discussed how they can work collectively ahead of the July summit in Turkey. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte talked about the war on Iran.
The whole situation with Iran, the Strait of Hormuz, the freedom of navigation at this moment, basically seriously being under threat there, is an issue we will no doubt also touch upon today. I know many of us are very worried about that situation, and I know that many countries have already pre-positioned very important military equipment close to theater. So to see how we collectively can help in the next phase.
He also touched on the war in Ukraine, saying he would not be happy if he were Russian President Vladimir Putin today, given the way the war is going. Swedish Foreign Minister Stenergard also talked about Ukraine.
Russia continues to threaten the security in the whole Euro-Atlantic area and test our readiness. Right here along the coastline, vessels from Russia's shadow fleet pass almost on a daily basis, financing Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine. It underlines the importance of NATO's policy to constrain, counter, and contest Russia.
Talks on those issues and more will continue with the big summit scheduled for July. A lot of things could change between now and then, and NATO officials will surely be looking at contingency plans for various possible changes in Iran, in Ukraine, and on President Donald Trump's social media platform. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.